Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining us for these weekday podcasts. They are really making a huge difference in a lot of people's lives as they share them on their social media with friends that may have a specific need, and maybe one of these struck a chord with them. So thank you so much. It means the world to us that you take 5 minutes and be able to listen to some thought and a fresh take, hopefully, on the Word of God. Today, I want to tackle this part five of building a life of significance. And I don't know of a better place to go to do that than in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 1. The text says, therefore, now you remember every time you read therefore, you ask yourself, what's that therefore, therefore? Well, the therefore is to say everything else that has been spoken to the Romans or written to the Romans comes down to this. Since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Now, how many times do you feel that you need to get the approval of others to make us happy? You see, when we start building a life of significance, one of the things that we have to grow more comfortable with is the fact that all of us have great challenges, all of us have weaknesses, all of us have strength, and most of us have significant areas in our life that are just insecure. And one of them is, I want people to like me. I don't know anybody that says, you know what I want today? I want people to just hate my guts. I've never seen anybody that thought that, especially a follower of Jesus. And at times, our desire for the approval of others to take over keeps us from building a life of significance. We might think that if we could just get, you know, this one car, or this right job, or get that one break, or maybe all of this would happen, we would be happy. But the fact is, that's just not how significance works. In the kingdom of God, he's saying in this text, we've been made right in God's sight by faith. And then he says, we have the greatest gift. We have the gift of peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has. He's done this for us. The key phrase is, he's already done it. The truth in the scripture is that we don't need others to make us significant. We don't need others to make us happy. We don't need the approval of others. We've been accepted by the God of all creation. If we want a life of significance, it is as simple as recognizing that Jesus has already done for us what none of us could do for ourselves. That the scriptures are saying, whatever else has come before this statement, hang on to this, that we've been made right in God's sight by faith, and we have peace, the greatest commodity on earth and the greatest commodity to build a life of significance, peace with God, because of what Jesus has already done. You see, our happiness, our thought of significance is never based on what other people say about us. It is simply based on what God says about us. And knowing this can change your life into a life of significance. The recognition that you are image bearers of the Most High God. You have been created in the image of God, our Creator. That we don't need to rest on anything other than Him, and what He says matters most. It is a radical life change for significance when we trust God with our entire soul, our head, our mind, our being. And when we begin to realize God's great love for us, it changes the whole world. It goes from what may be insignificant to something that is radically significant. God loves you unconditionally, friend. He loves you regardless of who likes you and who doesn't like you. You can be happy knowing that you've been made right with God. So where do we finish up this discussion, and how do we finish this and land on the deck of the aircraft carrier? And here's what I say that I have to say into the mirror often. Chuck, you were made in the image of God. Don't look at yourself as if you're less than that. Chuck, you're an image bearer of the Most High God. Go walk and act and live like it. But whatever you do, Chuck, make sure you hear these words. You've been made right in God's sight, and you've got peace with God because of what Jesus has already done for you. And that is not conditional on who likes you, who approves of you, or who thinks that you're wonderful. It's certainly not a part of how many likes you get on Facebook, or how many, you know, the loves you get on Facebook, or how many people like your Insta post. It really comes down to this one thing. We've been made right in God's sight, and we can have peace with God because of what Jesus our Lord has already done for us. That, my friend, is a life of significance. I hope to see you Sunday morning at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11. And of course, we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Bye now.